Backseat Box Office, voicemail show for episode number 65. Hey everybody, this is Tony. If you follow me on Facebook, maybe on Twitter, you'll notice that I haven't been around much, or that I've been posting at like 1 a.m. saying my workday just finished. It's been a busy week, and with the holidays and everything else going on, things have gotten a little away from me. Episodes are getting posted late this week, which I apologize for now, and it's an unfortunate side effect, but that's going to happen from time to time. I didn't want this week to go without mentioning the box office results. If you want to listen to how everything really shook out, you can go ahead and listen to the next episode of Backseat Box Office, which should drop on Friday. I've handed that over to Andrew. He is thankfully taking over the editing for that episode. And I'm going to go ahead, after I'm done talking here, and play the two voicemail that did come in this week because, hey, you guys took the time to send them. I want to make sure they get out there. So thanks to Tad and Scott. I'm going to go ahead. When I do sign off, I'm going to let those play out. And after they're done, I'm not going to be back. Congratulations to S, who in her third week has taken the number one spot. She got a 25 this week, along with seven other people, myself being one of them, BD being another. So I didn't change in relation to BD, but S overtook the number one spot. So I am now in third place. Boo. Congratulations, though, S. As far as the other hosts, Andrew is solely this week in the 10th place position, and Jonathan has dropped down to 12th. If you want to see everyone's scores and see the full leaderboard, make sure to go to the website and click on the BSBO scoring link. And the website, you could either go to backseatproducers.com or backseatboxoffice.com. And either way, you'll see the header there. You can click the BSBO scoring link and it will take you to the full leaderboard where you can kind of see how everybody did. I apologize again for the lateness of everything this week, but I'm trying to get it out there, and hopefully we will all have a happy Christmas, and on the other side of it, maybe things can get back to normal. Hopefully. See you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Joyous Kwanzaa. Happy Solstice. Saturnalia. Festivus. Whatevs. And we'll see you guys next time.
Hey, this is Tad calling in with my picks for this week. I was going to kind of complain about this week, but then I saw what next week's going to be like, and that's going to be brutal. So my picks are going to be pretty much like everyone else's. I'm going to go with Sherlock at number one, Chipmunks at number two, Mission Impossible 3 at number three, and then I was kind of debating on whether to have New Year's and then Sitter, or switch them around, but I think I'm just going to go with New Year's at number four and the Sitter at number five. Good luck, everybody, and see you next week. Bye.
Hey there, guys. This is Scott. And you know, I would never be surprised to hear the phrase "general warts" on your show, but I must say I was a tad disappointed to hear that it was from a Ustream ad. Okay, it's kind of early, and I'm just trying to kill time before I have to go out and do some stuff, so I figured I'd record my picks a little earlier in the day than normal. But we have two movies coming out. We've got Sherlock Holmes. I really should see the first one. And then we've got Alvin and the Chipmunks. Dear God, why? How did they get to three of these things? And I guess we've got Mission Impossible in, like, 400 IMAX theaters or something like that. And Young Adult is expanding, but not that much. So, There's too many goddamn kids movies. I'm just stalling for time while I think through what this weekend's top five could possibly be. Okay, so let's start off number one, Sherlock Holmes. Number two, and by number two, I mean the second one. Not moving on to what I want to say for number two yet. Just because, hey, last week was lame. This is big, actiony, crazy stuff. It will probably make lots of money. Number two, Alvin and the Chipmunks. Shipwrecked. What is this, like the fifth one of these? God. Why? At number three, I'm gonna play it a little crazy and put Mission Impossible in there because I think 500 IMAX screens probably can do better than New Year's Eve, which I'm gonna put in at number four. And I'm gonna give number five to The Sitter. I was a little worried about young adult actually being a threat when I saw it was trending on Twitter this morning, and I was like, oh, wait, no, it's promoted. That's never a good sign for a movie. You shouldn't need to have to give Twitter money to actually trend. Even in a week where a lot of celebrities died. All right. I think that's all I've got to say. Till next week. Wait. I do have something else to say. In light of Stingray's blatant self-promotion for his show, I'm gonna throw a mention out to mine. It's called I Thought They Smelled Bad on the Outside, where every alternate Saturday I release a show with me and my buddies talking about something random in pop culture. I recommend you start with episode 30, which features your own Tony Mast and my buddy Jeff and I going through every superhero movie to be released in the next 2 years or so, making wild and rampant speculation about all of them. You can find it at spopodcast.blogspot.com. All right. Catch you later for realsies.